Let us move on to item 13, which is to consider and take possible action concerning SACR's legislative proposals to be voted on in the November General Conference.
Thank you. I can address that, Mr. Chair. And so we have a legislative proposal from the SACR's Legislative Committee, and we included in the agenda packet a summary chart of the proposals along with a detailed description of them with the wording of the statutory change that's being proposed. We have reviewed all of these proposals with our staff, our subject matter experts, and we do support these changes. The legislative committee has gone through and taken input from systems on items that they see in the SURL, the governing law, that need to be clarified or changed. And so they would benefit all the systems in terms of the changes that are being proposed. I can go through each change, or if there are questions, I can take those. I'm not sure if we have time to go through them one by one. Any preference, Mr. Chair?
My preference would be if there are questions on the specific proposals, then we can ask them rather than go through them, because we would have gone through them in the packet. So I would say let's go on a Q&A basis. So any questions for Karen on any of the individual proposals? Appears none.
Okay, in that case, the board is being asked to authorize the SACR board voting delegate to SACRs to vote to support the 2022 SACRs legislative proposal at the upcoming November 2021 SACRs conference.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded and thirded to adopt a legislative platform proposal for our voting delegate. Any further discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, we will proceed to a vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts. Didn't hear you, Rusty.
Aye.
Aye, there you are. And Mr. Powell.
Aye.
All right, the motion carries unanimously. Our delegate will go forth and do good at the SACRS General Conference.